Corbin Hilty, Fiery Snow Productions. One, internal bleeding. He ran to the sink, trying to divert the imminent disaster. The cold porcelain chilled his feet, sending a shiver up his exposed back. As he laid his hands on the sink, the sickness flowed out of him. The steaming contents of the sink contrasted the chilled atmosphere and fogged up the mirror. The man looked up and saw the blurred image of his reflection. Around his mouth and dripping from his jagged chin was dark red. He grasped for a yellow dish towel and wiped his face off, as if he were trying to vanquish some extremity upon his face. The reflection stared back at him, haunting him with macabre tint. Hesitantly, he looked down at the towel. His face wore the expression of anguish and the illness of holding a dead animal half eaten by nature's cruelty. Upon the towel was a foul stain of crimson. Panic stampeded through his mind. His head was riveted to the spot, not moving one inch. The sink still steamed, and a daunting curiosity invaded his mind. He needed to know what was going on. He began to lower the great yellow barricade which protected his fragile mask of sanity, the war zone behind which made his stomach churn. The contents within the sink were not right, for there too was a fine crimson stain that was around the outskirts of the massive flood. No matter how someone looked at it, the stain was just wrong. It was unnatural. The edges of the dissipating sickness was a typical blood-red color to the slightly darker, that's not good, color. But at the center was the worst of it. At the center was the, holy shit, the world's going to end, blood color. The black blood was the final alarm that he was seriously ill. Somewhere within his body, he was under attack and required serious attention. Stumbling, he reached the table where his cell phone was. Trembling fingers pushed the button, smearing the pad with bloody prints. Pick up, fuck. Screaming, he threw the phone at the wall. Fucking A! The phone chipped away the plaster. Panic drove through him like a steamroller, crushing his rationality. He sat, thinking about the next way to get help. Running his hand through his hair calmed him down somewhat, bringing back some common sense in a time of darkness. The only other way to get help was to drive or be driven to a hospital. He stood, struggling internally, trying to decide what to do. Driving like this is not going to be easy. I could crash and kill somebody. Yet again, I am pretty damn sick. Driving with a suspended license would definitely be overlooked here, wouldn't it? I mean, something is seriously wrong inside of me. In the midst of this debate, the actions taken became automated. Without thinking, he threw on pants and grabbed his keys, deciding to face a bitter Midwest winter without a shirt. He unlocked the door, stepping out into the bright light which trickled into the dim room. Each step he took increased the light until he disappeared within. He awoke on his bed, disoriented and confused. What the fuck? He growled disconcertedly. He looked around the room, which was in pristine condition, with malice. Nothing was as it should be. The cleanliness of the room sent shivers down his spine. The cell phone began to ring to the left of him. Dismayed, he glanced between the far wall and his phone. Nothing afflicted the wall. There was not even a scratch on the phone. He answered it. Hello?
Help! I don't know what's going on, David. I can't stop puking blood. I'm scared. Really scared. I don't know what's happening. David? David! Oh, God. Oh, no. They're coming, David.
The line went dead. He grunted, thinking to himself. Is my name David? Nah, I'm sure it's not. Fuck, what is my name? Who the hell was that on the other line? The thought of not being alone brought some solace, but not much. He still didn't know what his name was, or what the hell was going on. His stomach twisted into a knot so violently his knees cracked against his face. Shaking his head, he spat out a bloody wad into a wastebasket. It was a tooth. Was it even real? Or was it a replacement? Would he have a recollection of any of this? Frustration surfaced among the calm water. Another emotion arose in its wake, this time faint. The sensation grew slowly inside his gnarled stomach, straining the knot to its limit. The copper taste came to his mouth, and he knew instantly. It was coming. Exactly what it was, he did not know. But he was sure that someone was fucking around with his body. I'm a goddamn guinea pig. His voice was no more than a whisper. The urge overtook him, and he ran to the bathroom. The sickness flew out of him once more, though it was not as shocking this time around, and he wiped off his face. This time, however, he did not feel better, nor did he feel the need to question what had happened. He was a lab rat, and nothing more. I'll be damned. He chuckled as he walked out of the bathroom, leaving blood spattered on the bowl of the sink. As he strutted across the room, a thought occurred to him. Don't speak out loud. They can hear you. Whoever they were began to piss him off to no end. I need to find some form of identification. A driver's license, credit card, anything. He began to root through discarded clothes, bags, and garbage. After several minutes had passed, he arose victorious. Within one of the pairs of jeans was a receipt belonging to David Ellis. Great, now I got the name. All I need to do is remember who the fuck I am. His face furrowed in thought of the newfound evidence. Is this me? Am I David Ellis? Though he tried with all his might, he could not drag up any memory of this man. If I wasn't, I am now. He mused. Several thoughts ran around inside his head as he tried to grasp them. If he was David Ellis, then what was his relation to the woman who had called him? What was his part in this entire clusterfuck? Would he get out of here alive? Something deep within himself responded with disapproval. He was fucked. Out of the darkness, a voice spoke.
They're watching you, David.
He stared at hearing the voice, though it was muffled by fatigue. Sleep would not relinquish its hold upon him easily. The voice remained silent for a long time, and he began to drown within the blackness. Someone whispered into his ear.
They're watching you, David.
His eyes shot open in fear. Quickly, he jumped to his feet, his chest pounding. But nothing was there, just the silence and the cold accompanying the blackness. He strained to listen for the voice for a third time. I'm going out of my fucking mind. He mumbled to himself, eyes finally adjusting to the darkness. Dim streetlight, or what appeared to be streetlight, penetrated the tiny window above the door. He could make out the doorway to the bathroom, and the dresser just to the left of the frame. Nothing moved an inch. Exhaling, he sat back down. Something still didn't feel right, though. There was a stitch in the air. The feeling passed. Lessened is a more appropriate word, to the point where sleep was returning to him. In one fluid motion, he closed his eyes and laid back down, while kicking his legs up on the bed. His head hit the pillow. He relaxed. Rolling onto his back, David opened his eyes to stare at the ceiling. Staring back at him was a corpse. Decaying flesh. Flesh that fell freely as the thing scurried across the ceiling, hung limply from its bony limbs. Its head jerked around in such a manner that the foul creature was staring at him as its hands dug into the plaster. The thing opened its mouth in a cynical smile, revealing several rows of sharp teeth, begging to dig into his skin. David slammed his eyes shut with desperation. He could still hear the thing crawling on the ceiling above him, though it seemed distant now, as if he was willing the thing to disappear. The more he thought about its departure, the further it seemed to get. All that remained was the same laughter from afar, and the creature was gone. Sleep was gone as well. The adrenaline pumping through his body was a good sign that he was awake and alive.